Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 62.
Leave it as you found it.
Yes, you should. From gates to cups to sponges, leave it as you found it. More later. But before we do that, week, how was?
It is so cold this week.
Yeah.
Just this week, it's really changed, hasn't it?
It has. We're nearly in the minus figures at the moment here in London.
I think it was minus one overnight.
Yeah.
I think it's a couple of degrees now, but there was some frost and stuff. It is an absolutely stunning day, though. The sun and the sky is blue. It's just absolutely freezing.
Yes.
But that's okay.
We are Brits, and we will complain when it's boiling hot and we don't have any air conditioning. We will complain when it's freezing cold and we don't have the means to heat our houses because it's so expensive.
Yeah, that is true.
And we will complain when there's nothing to complain about. It's just what we do.
Yeah, it is, to be fair. No, I'm okay with the cold. I don't like being freezing cold, but I'm okay. It's just certain situations.
It's easier to deal with than the hot.
Yeah, I really struggle with the heat.
Yeah, which is fair because you can't really take off more than your skin.
No, that's it. I think it's easier to warm up than it is to cool down.
You can scarf up and jumper up and do all the things when it's cold.
Put a hot water bottle on your feet.
All of that.
As I currently am.
Yeah. Talk about, what is this thing?
So it's like a giant fluffy pair of slippers that are combined, and underneath there's a zip where you zip in a small hot water bottle, and then your feet slide into the top part and are nice and toasty and warm. Oh. And as someone who always has freezing feet and hands, this is an absolute dream.
Unique.
I have not long got back from a dog walk with Penny in the park, and it was very cold and very frosty, and I couldn't really feel my toes when I got back in.
That's
so
annoying.
This is thawing them out.
Yes.
Yeah. So what about your week?
I have spent the week watching TV shows.
You have actually. You do that. You go through phases where you just sort of crack on with them and get through them all.
They're like buses for me.
Yeah.
I don't take a bus for months and months and months.
Yeah.
And then not one, not two, but three great shows I decided to watch back to back. And I got through all of, what was the thing you told me to watch yesterday?
Lazarus.
In one day.
Yeah.
So I am caught up. So yeah, I've watched three things this week. I've watched Pluribus, and I've watched Down Cemetery Row. Those are on Apple TV. And then you told me to watch Lazarus on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And I did all of those things this week. And I got fully engrossed in each and every one of them up until the current point where we are now. And none of them are finished, I don't think. Maybe Lazarus is finished?
Lazarus is finished, yeah.
It just stopped at a point that I didn't like.
No, I know. That's what I was thinking. Like, I'm pretty sure that there will be another.
Yeah, I don't like how that ended. I felt cliffhangery. And then it sent me to a film called Playdate, which I didn't realize was something else until it was like a different narrator.
How strange.
And it bugged me. So I had to stop it. But yeah, they were all very good. And I won't tell you about any of them because you should all go and watch. But yeah.
I feel like they're all very different, though.
Oh, hugely. They're nothing alike.
So maybe you could just say what genre they are, so that people can decide.
I am not sure what genre Pluribus is. Maybe sort of sci-fi.
I would say that was a sci-fi.
Zombie apocalypse madness. But not the boring kind. It's a really unique take on the genre, I would say.
Yeah.
Rather cool.
Lazarus is more of a thriller.
Yeah. It's based on a Harlan Coben book.
Yeah.
Which is excellent. He's a good writer anyway.
And the other one I haven't watched, so I don't know what.
Down Cemetery Road is another Mick Herron book. He's the guy that wrote Slow Horses. So it's another of his books dramatized for TV and done very well with good actors again. So I like it a lot. And I'm going to get you watching that and then you can talk about it.
Okay.
But yeah, that's been my week. It's been really quiet other than that, to be honest. And just trying to keep warm, as you say.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, dear. But what about the old quiz then last week? I don't remember what it was. Was it the Olympics?
No, that was the week before. So it was which two languages have the most words?
Ah, right. I want to say Mandarin?
Nope.
Cantonese?
Nope.
German?
Nope.
Okay, go on.
English and Russian.
English, really?
Mm.
I suppose it's like a conglomerate of all these other things.
Mm.
Kind of stole bits and pieces from everything. And Russian? Well, I didn't see that coming.
No, I know. So this week's question is, what was the first toy advertised on TV?
Oh, I can imagine it's probably in the 50s, but beyond that, I have no idea. Oh, okay. That was a dark.
No, I don't actually know the year. I don't have that. It could be. I don't know.
We should look it up. Bit of trivia. Extra trivia.
I'll look it up for the next time.
Right, so let's talk about this leave it as you found it business, because boy, do we have thoughts. Why don't you give yours and I'll give mine, because,
Well, it's kind of combined, because I don't really have any stories without you, whereas you have without me. But
no, true.
Ultimately, we're going to talk about workmen and repair people, you know, whoever. People who come into your house to fix things, and sometimes they are not always the cleanest, tidiest, most respectful people.
Absolutely.
And we've had a few experiences where they've been not great. And obviously, you know, that's not so great for you because you can't see what they're leaving behind and things.
No.
And I do just want to say, we're not, you know, being, I hate using the word, but Karens about it. Nope. And expecting them to come in and tidy up every single thing and, you know, it be pristine or whatever. Like, I totally get that.
But there is at least a duty of care.
There is a limit to what should be expected.
You know what? I had a question for you before we get to that, and I was going to surprise you with it.
Okay.
When you started to live with me, did you have to change the way that you did anything? Because also you have to leave things as you found them so that I don't die.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. And I was thinking about this in the shower the other day and I thought, I'm going to spring that on you.
I mean, honestly, I can't really remember when we first moved in. But because I moved into your flat,
you
already had stuff in a certain place. So it's not like I needed to change my stuff around. Like, I was bringing my things into your space.
Yeah.
So it just fit into it. You know, my kitchen stuff went into the same kitchen cupboards, drawers, whatever that was there. My stuff, you know. So, and I don't think I didn't really come with a huge amount of stuff. And like, I'm quite a tidy person anyway, so
yeah, I can attest to that. She is.
Yeah, so I would, you know, my things would always go back. I can't really think of any examples of things where I had to sort of drastically change the way I did something.
I can say that there are people that visit sometimes that are not, and they will leave cups in silly places, and I have to make sure that they don't go in directions they shouldn't go in.
I can't really think of any times that was ever an issue
for you.
I don't know,
it probably just became like a subconscious thing, because you're that kind of person anyway. You're an attention to detail person, so you probably just did it and didn't even realize you were doing it, and that's cool.
Probably. I can't think of.
Well, that's good. The one thing I would say, and I do fear this every now and then, I open the microwave and someone left something in front of the microwave.
Oh, in front of there. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
It's a minor thing.
You know, I might leave a door closed because I'm doing something and then you'll walk into the door or whatever. Like, but that's just, you know.
That's minor.
It's minor. And also, that's just life. Like, if I'm in there and I've left the door closed because I'm doing something behind the door. Like, I can't always come to you and say, I'm going to be behind the door, so the door's going to be closed. Or,
no.
You know, that's just a thing.
But I have knocked things onto the floor because the microwave handle was free, but yeah, slightly to the other side wasn't.
And you don't
realise
that something's in front of it. Yeah, no, that is true, actually.
Luckily, it's been milk bottles. Once it was nearly a glass measuring jug, but I caught it with my belly.
Wow.
Yes.
Good old belly.
I know. But it's got to be useful for something.
But, you know, in the big picture of things, it's not really any different than...
No.
Even a sighted couple, you know, you leave something in the way or they step on something. Like,
yeah.
I think, generally speaking, we're all pretty good at making sure that the hallway is clear or...
No, they're good. You're good.
You know.
It was different when they were younger, but they're much better now.
But even then, I don't think it was massively...
Well, we talked about the rug, didn't we? Yeah. The toy rug, and they were good at using that successfully. And yeah, no, it's been
quite
good.
And even the animals know to move out your way.
Except sometimes when they get stood on, like the other day.
Well, that wasn't even by me. She was behind me. That was me that stood on her, because she has this habit of, when I come in the door, of sitting, like, she comes to greet me, but then she sits right behind me and I don't realise, so I step back and there's her tail.
I mean, like, there's not even room for a piece of paper.
No.
Stupid.
She really is daft sometimes, but that's me, not even you. So you see, that just proves the point of, it's nothing to do with sighted or non-sighted. It's life.
But in relation to builders, they can just be lazy in some cases.
Mm.
And I have a big problem with them as a result. So let's go back to 2005. This is the incident that really upset me, I think. So I was in my first flat and they had come to change the heating system in the building. So I was getting new boiler, new radiators and all piping throughout the house and everything, because the old system was old and rusting, I think.
Mm.
So they just decommissioned all of that stuff, which is fine. So I was hemmed in to a very specific spot and they said, before we get here, probably go to the bathroom and stack up on snacks and sit where you can be out of the way, in your own home, basically. Out of the way. Great. So I do as I'm told. My sofa gets moved to my left, so basically I can't go backwards or sideways or anything. The door goes. I say, one of you's going to have to get that, and it ends up being my mum. And she comes in, and she sees me hemmed in, and she offered to bring me things, because I don't know if I told her that it was going to be quite this bad, because I didn't realise. And she walks around the house, checking that people are doing what they should be doing. And in the kitchen, she spots a paintbrush, which is sitting in an unwashed cup in my sink, because I just hadn't had the time to do it. I'd had a cup of something, and there was a paintbrush. And it was this cup was being used to stir builder's paint in my kitchen sink. Now, I don't know about you, but if I go to use that after the fact and don't know that I need to give it a beyond the thorough wash, I mean, I washed it anyway, right?
Yeah.
That's not cool. It's just not cool.
It's not.
Why don't you come with your own equipment and things to stir your paint? And they never told me about this, right? They didn't say, we're borrowing your cup to stir builder paint.
Mm.
And I cannot tell you how utterly pissed off I was. My mum, you remember my mum.
Oh, she would.
She was a little bit livid.
Yeah.
Not much, just a little bit livid. Yeah, so that wasn't good. That's one example. They never replaced that. I chucked that mug away. I wasn't going to use it. I don't know what kind of strength paint it was. Industrial paint, plaster. I don't care. I'm not drinking from that again.
Yeah.
And you had a similar thing when we got together years later with a Le Creuset dish.
Yeah. So anybody that knows, Le Creuset is a really expensive brand. And we got given as a wedding gift this beautiful pink. It's kind of like a low-sided dish, and then it's got two bowls that sit on it, and it's basically like you could put little dips in it and then, you know, have the things to dip in it in the dish pot. And I believe we had a leak.
We did.
From the ceiling.
And it wasn't the fault of the people above, right?
There
was actually a burst pipe in the floor.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking from a Le Creuset mug right now.
You
it's
are.
My favourite mug.
And they took this dish, which is the most stupid thing. That's what I can't understand, is why would you take a dish? Its side is like an inch high to catch water. Like, that just seems absolutely bizarre to me. But yeah, they took this beautiful Le Creuset dish to put on the floor to catch the disgusting water that was coming out of the ceiling. And not even a bowl, just a dish. And I just, yeah, I found that really bizarre. And obviously upsetting. Like, that's a really expensive, really expensive thing for them to have used. You know, they didn't ask and say, well, if you've got something we could put down or anything, they just used it. And I don't think I was there.
You weren't there.
So,
because you would have said something and seen it and given them something better.
Yeah.
It was me here. There, actually, it wasn't here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also, in the same property, had an issue in the bathroom. I forget what the actual issue was. Probably, again, a ceiling leak or something. I don't even know.
No, it was worse. It was a blocked sink.
Okay, a block. Oh, yes. It was a blocked sink. And it
even
was
worse.
Like, we had, Jake was a baby at the time. So I had these, like, relatively expensive, but they were baby sponges specifically for babies. And they used the baby sponges to wipe and clean up the sink. So when I came home, they were completely black with disgustingness. They hadn't even, like, they just left them on the side, these black, gross sponges, which is just vile. And I guess, you know, some people would say, oh, well, they just used what they could, you know, they didn't realize. And that, yeah, I get that. However, again, I wasn't there. So how are they to know that you're not the one that's using those sponges? Because they didn't say to you, oh, by the way, we're really sorry, or by the way, we've had to use that sponge,
no,
or throw it away, like, or anything. They've just left it there. So you wouldn't have known, if that was your sponge and you'd come to use it, you wouldn't know that it had been used to wipe up disgusting black, gross stuff that had come up through the drain in the sink.
Also, imagine if you had been away for a couple of days or a week or something.
Yeah.
And I don't use those, so they would have been sat on the side,
growing,
festering.
God knows what.
Right.
Yeah.
The whole idea is just disgusting.
Yeah.
And I cannot countenance people being so bloody thoughtless. That's what upsets me.
Yeah. It is. It is the thoughtlessness. Of just ask the person whose house you're in. Is it okay to use this? Do you have something else?
Or... do you have a dirty flannel that you use for mops? No, let's just use a sponge. It's in a bathroom, right? So people are obviously using that thing for themselves.
Because it was on the far side of the bath, because that's where the sponges and everything, like, that's where it was. So it's not like it was on the sink and you just thought, I'll just pick this up. It was on the far side with all the baby stuff. And that's what he chose to use.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Brainless. And it gave me kind of stress of having builders in the house, that kind of thing. Those three events came together to just, I
well,
hate
then there was
the
guy from Virgin.
Oh yeah, again, thoughtless. Again, you weren't there, and it's always when you're not there.
Yeah, because I usually take the kids or the dog out or whatever to make it easier. We've now had to change things a little bit so that I am here the majority of the time.
Yep.
Because of these instances. But you were there, so you should.
Yeah, so the guy came,
that one.
Fitted a cable, had to drill in through the outside wall because there was no other way to get this cable in the house for Virgin Media. And I know there was a lot of plaster dust because walls are thick, you know, outside wall, it happens. And I think a big chunk of wall came off at once. And I, you know, he asked if he could use the vacuum. I say, yeah, fine.
Which is nice. Like, you know, he wanted to tidy up the mess, and that's nice. A lot of them don't.
Yeah, just leave it for us.
Yeah.
And it might have been on the baby rug at the time, given the room and the way it was shaped or something.
Possibly, don't know.
So I gave him the thing and he vacuumed it all up. But there was a big piece. I don't know, he just didn't see it or didn't care or just assumed it would get eaten. And it clogged up the machine. And I think you had to spend a good while after the fact.
Probably.
Declogging it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that one is maybe a little harder to countenance because it might have just been an oversight. But at the same time, as a builder, and I've seen builders come with their own equipment like that. As a builder, knowing that you'll be drilling into people's houses, why don't you have some kind of portable thing in your van that is going to do that job so that you're not
vacuuming up? Even just a little dustpan and brush.
Industrial waste.
Is, you know, is fine. Because whenever we do have people here and I'm here, I always, you know, they sort of tidy up as best they can. And then I'm like, oh, no, don't worry, you know, because I know that I'm going to clean up after them anyway.
Of course.
Because you always do. If you have people come and work in your house, of course, you're then going to hoover, clean the floor, you know, do whatever afterwards. That's just a given. So, but it's appreciated when they
take the time.
Try at least. Yeah. To.
Well, it would be appreciated.
Yeah. If they did. Yeah. I'm trying to think if we've had any really bad ones here.
No.
They've generally been okay.
Yeah. I think you got annoyed when we had our bathroom painted in the previous house because something landed on a towel or something. Or was it on the floor that we just had fitted?
Yeah. That wasn't necessarily one I was going to mention because it was a family member that didn't decorate that one.
Even they should know better. You're supposed to put tarps
down.
But
if you want to mention it, that's fine. Yeah, it was brand new flooring that had been put down and they painted the bathroom and there were drops of paint all over this brand new flooring, which I spent hours when I was very heavily pregnant on my hands and knees cleaning off because that's really upsetting. So that was a bit annoying.
I would say so. And again, not something I would have known or seen.
No. And that's the thing, I think sometimes they do sort of take advantage of that. Well, you can't see, you don't know what's going on. So, you know, they can just leave it as.
Actually, there was the guy that we refused to have back in this house just last year when we had that blockage under the bathroom sink. Yeah. So we had a builder come in because, again, we seem to have issues with bathrooms and sinks. Upstairs, the sink was leaking. And it was being very smelly. And they came in and I said, look, you know, you can run this for a bit and you can see. It's just sitting there and not behaving. He's like, I can't see anything. And it's because he'd gone under the sink.
Yeah.
Opened up the trap, let it just go on the floor, put it back together and walked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was nice.
Yeah, but I think we'd had him out previously as well. I don't think that was the first time we'd had him because we had continual issues. Which is actually to do with the way that both of the sinks, like how they've fitted them, because they both had similar issues.
Lots of things in this house have been very shoddy, considering it was a so-called new build.
Yeah. There are lots of things that, as we've had to have repaired, the new repair or workmen that have come have then said, well, they fitted it like this. Like, we've just recently had an electrical inspection, and they discovered that the wires in a switchboard that we have in the kitchen that has a switch for each individual appliance, that the wires were crossed and in the wrong places and things. So they had to spend over an hour trying to fix that and sort that out. We found out that the hob was wired wrong.
Yeah.
When we had the oven changed, because they saw that underneath and that actually it was really dangerous. We found out that the toilet upstairs that started leaking in lockdown was fitted wrong. So we were lucky that we actually hadn't had sewage draining into our bathroom.
What is going on?
We have the tap in the kitchen replaced multiple times.
Yes.
The plugs in the sinks in the bathrooms.
Multiple times.
And the U-bend things that go underneath because they're never fitted correctly. So they don't drain properly.
And the cistern in the toilet tanks. Multiple times.
Yeah. When we very first moved in, there was water in the concrete in one of the bedrooms that then poured out.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Wow. That was above Jake's head.
It was above Jake's head at night. Yeah. Above his bed. That had to be replaced. Various plugs had to be replaced.
What is this really? Like, it's as if...
They just knock them up too quickly. New builds. That's the thing.
Clearly.
Yeah. And look, who knows what else Because, you know, we haven't had to change everything.
No.
So who knows when we actually...
But there was the whole roof of our building, which we are not near, but we have a neighbour upstairs who said that the ceiling was collapsing outside his house.
Yeah.
And so they had to kind of get people.
Yeah.
And for years, we'd been asking them to come fix the roof. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Literally years. And it took that for them to do it.
Yeah.
And London is a sign, an area for heavy rains. Sometimes we get very, very heavy rains. And in very heavy rains, this poor man would have water in his house.
Well, so did we for a long time.
Yeah.
Not to the extent it was different. It was in the corner, but it was right above all of your electrical equipment, all of your stuff. So
the way the architect built this house, they put essentially drainage pipes that carry water from the roof all the way down to the bottom inside the house, not outside the house. Maybe so the outside looks all uniform and regular. I don't know. If I ever see this architect, I will knock him on his head. But yeah, so there are pipes that didn't need to be inside that are inside. And there was damage to one of these pipes higher up the building in a neighbor's property. And so every time it rained, the water would leak down the outside of the pipe, not the inside.
Into our house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right that above wasn't great. My mixer.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
They did fix it.
They did, but they've never come back to fix the damage.
Nope.
Ever. And we're talking about, what, 4 years?
Something like that.
4 or 5 years. Something. It's been a really, really long time.
These are new builds. This is what they do.
Yeah.
So you might think if you move into a new build home that you're getting a really, really nice place. And maybe you are, right? Not every contractor is disgusting and terrible. But don't get too excited as we did. I think the next house we move into should be a slightly older build that has gone through all of that rubbish already.
Had all the kinks ironed out.
Yep. Yeah, even if you have to spend more time cleaning up from the previous occupants, I kind of think I'd rather that than go into a fresh new house.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're actually a lot of trouble, and you don't know that. We've been in here 10 years now, actually. This month, November, is 10 years since we moved into this house. It feels like it's gone quickly, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
And the other thing about, not builders, actually, but people that deliver, is if your gate is closed before you walk through it to deliver, close the bloody gate on the way out.
Yeah.
It is not rocket science.
That is something that winds me up. When gate is closed and locked, you know, like the slidey thing pulled across, and then people come in and they leave the gate wide open. And I'm not even saying that they need to like lock it back up or anything.
Just pull it behind you.
Just pull it behind you. And the only reason really that it bothers me so much is that in the past we have had issues with animals, usually people's dogs that are not on the lead, that have come in and done disgusting things on our doormat or in our garden or whatever.
It's not a free-for-all, people.
No, it's not. And I think, you know, it doesn't take a lot to just pull the gate behind you.
What I might do is see about putting a self-closing spring on the gate, because you can get them for hotel doors, right? That's what all the hotel bedroom doors
have. I'm not sure. It's quite heavy, that gate.
If it can move fire doors and big things, true. It can move a gate.
That is true.
I might do that. Because I am getting very fed up of people that are just too brainless to understand. This is not how you do things. So do put it back as you found it.
Yes, please.
And I can imagine that there have to be horror stories in all of your lives that fall in this vein as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Share them with us.
Yeah, I know a few already from other people. So I'd love to hear them. And hey, we can read things out as well. Any last words? Can you think of any other as you found it issues?
No, not really.
I cannot either.
I think
The 2005 thing stressed me out so much.
Yeah. No, I think that's...
They took out my toilet, so I had no toilet for about 6 hours. And I couldn't move. And I had paint in my
sink. Well, you know, you couldn't use the toilet. You couldn't get to it.
No. But all of that.
Yeah.
I'm actually glad it happened before you moved in, because you wouldn't have wanted that with a baby around.
Well, I would have had to have gone.
Yeah, and come back to paint in your sink.
Yeah. It's not ideal.
Well, in that case then, what about strange news?
So the headline for this strange news is Australian prisoner sues for his human right to eat Vegemite.
Okay.
So this is a prisoner in a Melbourne prison who is challenging the state's ban on inmates eating Vegemite, claiming in a lawsuit that withholding the yeast-based spread breaches his human right to enjoy his culture as an Australian. So he's serving a life sentence for murder. Okay. And he has gone to the Supreme Court of Victoria to argue his case.
Okay. All because they won't give him Vegemite?
All because they don't have Vegemites in the, like, jars of Vegemite. Because it's like, what's it called? Not Twiglets. Vegemite is similar to Marmite, isn't it?
Yeah.
And yeah, they don't serve that in the prison. And he's saying it is against
the human
human rights.
That's a weird take.
Well, so it also says that Vegemite has been banned from prison since 2006.
Right.
With them saying that it interferes with narcotic detection dogs.
Oh.
So inmates used to smear packages of illicit drugs with Vegemite in the hope that the odour would distract the dogs from the contraband.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, now
also, Vegemite contains yeast, which is banned from prisons because of its potential to be used in the production of alcohol.
Okay.
So there's, you know, multiple reasons why they're not allowed it.
Well, now you say that.
Yeah. I don't think they're banning it just to be mean.
I suppose you could start up a little brewery under your bed with Vegemite.
I think there's other things that are banned that they use in prisons. Like, they ferment things.
Yeah.
Is it fruit or stuff like that? Like, if it's fermented, I think it produces alcohol. Something like that. I can't really remember, but...
I could just imagine prisoners hoarding grapes and then, like, stamping on them to make wine and having a good old time.
Yeah.
And, you know, smear the grapes in Vegemite. You got Vegemite wine? I don't know. Gross.
It's gross. But, yeah, so there you go. We'll attach the story and you can go and read about the quest of the prisoners to have Vegemite.
Do you like Vegemite?
I've never tried it, but I don't like Marmite. I don't know if you can even buy Vegemite here.
Probably.
Maybe. But no, I've never tried it, but I don't like Marmite.
There's a lot of Australian expats, I should think you probably can.
True. Maybe. I should ask my sister. She lived in Australia for a little while.
She did? I forgot about that.
Yeah. I don't know if she ever tried it, though.
I have had Marmite, and it's weird. But I do like Twiglets.
Love Twiglets.
They have Marmite on them, so I don't know why I don't like Marmite. I think it's just the method
intensity.
Of delivery.
Yeah, I think it's just too much.
Yeah. I did have a Marmite sandwich years and years ago, and it was very, bitter or whatever it is, taste is.
It's weird. I don't like it. As Marmite says itself, you either love it or you hate it.
Yeah. On Twiglets, it's fine.
Yeah, love a Twiglet.
And actually... a question for the wider audience. Have you ever had Twiglets that were not coated in Marmite, other flavours? Because I used to, in about 2002 or 3, my mum used to find these boxes, these jars of Twiglets that were actually coated in curry powder. And I loved them so much. And I haven't seen them in over 20 years.
No, I've never seen them.
And I really, really loved them. Mm. And I want to find them again. and I can't. So if you've heard of Twiglets...
They're probably a discontinued product.
I don't care. I want it back.
Okay.
If you've heard of Twiglets in something
write to them.
Other than Marmite, let us know.
The makers of Twiglets.
Bring it back. I'll start change.org petition.
Okay.
Okay, great. Well, with that, it's been another week of Strangecast. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you next week.
Bye.